are you?
A little more than 30 people assembled recently in a cul-de-sac in Steiner Ranch, a planned community near Lake Travis. They ranged from student council volunteers from the local high school to highly trained firefighters.
And as far as we're aware of, this is the first program of its kind in the state of Texas, definitely in Travis County.
John Durham is an assistant fire chief in Lake Travis. His team came equipped with chainsaws, a bobcat, and a large dumpster to help these volunteers cut down dead trees and supply them to a composting company that volunteered to take care of the trees for free.
What we're doing on Varner Court specifically is working behind these homes, many of which were lost last year in the fire and in the process of being rebuilt and reoccupied. We are out in the actual interface, the wildland interface, primarily removing dead and down vegetation and stuff that was burned and laying on the ground.
Right here, this is all owned by the HOA.
Natasha Coleman started the Steiner Ranch Firewise Committee after last Labor Day's wildfires destroyed 25 homes and damaged scores of others in the community.
I think the fire has kind of brought to light that we really need to be actively involved in what's happening out here.
You see, part of the appeal of living in Steiner Ranch is not only Lake Travis, but the green belt that many homes back up to. Residents get to live relatively close to Austin with all the modern conveniences, but are surrounded by what's normally a lush and vibrant landscape, full of vegetation and wildlife. But because of last year's drought, it was parched and dangerously susceptible to catching fire. Durham's team is hoping to get rid of what he calls wildfire fuel. He said wildfire conditions this summer aren't much better.
There's a lot of dead vegetation that'll be out there for many years. There's no way to get it out of there. It'll be there until it falls and rots.
Durham says there's no way to clear all of the fuel from behind these homes. It's just one of the dangers of living out in Steiner Ranch.
It was around 3 o'clock, I believe it was, when we first smelled smoke.
Shannon Hart and his family had moved in 3 years before last Labor Day.
Went to our back porch, which is on the greenbelt, and saw flames shooting up out of the trees in the back of the greenbelt with like a, I guess it was had to be like 40 mile an hour wind, you know, blowing right in our face. So by the time we had grabbed a few things and gotten the dog and the guinea pig, thick smoke was everywhere. There was ash falling from the sky.
Hart and his wife were allowed back in the following day, but they didn't find what they were looking for.
I think the only thing standing was the fireplace. We had this white brick fireplace that nobody liked, but that was the one thing that survived, of course.
Like many residents affected by the fires in Steiner Ranch, Hart was able to quickly settle a claim with his insurance company and begin rebuilding. His family moved into their new home 2 weeks ago. Hart said going through the fire still seems surreal, but he feels like a changed person as a result.
Going through this experience and having all the support from everyone in the neighborhood and the community has just been amazing. And it has deepened my sense of community, I guess.
The brush collection in Steiner Ranch is far from over. The community's Firewise Committee says it will continue to clear brush in the greenbelt throughout the community. Andy Euler, KUT News.